SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal workers brace for President-elect Trump's planned overhaul of civil service. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President-elect Trump's plans to reshape the federal workforce would allow him to fire wide swaths of career employees and replace them with political appointees. Trump has said that he will reissue an order released in the waning days of his first administration that ends merit-based hiring for a number of federal jobs that work on policy, instead creating a new class of federal employees, Schedule F, that could be hired and fired just like political appointees. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hoft has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying that he will not pursue a recount. Hoft could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes. Southwest Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. Jackie Quinn with more.
Spirit Airlines officials say they're looking to reboot as the airline struggles to regain its footing after the pandemic. Restructuring's in the works for the financially struggling Spirit Airlines now that it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The budget air carrier lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it still hasn't reached profitability again, and its debt payments are more than $1 billion over the next year. But Spirit officials say customers can continue to book and fly without interruption. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And picketing continued outside a hotel casino near the Las Vegas Strip. No talk scheduled between management and union members. At Wall Street, the Dow dropping 45 points, the NASDAQ composite up 118. This is SRN News. Dr. Erwin Lutzer is pastor emeritus of the Moody Church in Chicago. In an interview with correspondent Lori Tredup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer exposes the heart of America's cultural crisis as it impacts Christian pastors and pulpits all across our country.
We believe in the separation of church and state, but you cannot separate the state from morality. So I believe that pastors have the responsibility of preaching to all of those issues, you know, whether or not it's abortion, transgenderism, same-sex marriage. We preach about those issues, which today are deemed political, but they are, point in fact, very biblical.
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is titled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity and What We Must Do About It. It's available now from Harvest House Publishers. This is SRN News. India's Supreme Court has criticized the authorities in Delhi for the delay in enforcing air pollution restrictions.
The judges said it was the constitutional obligation of the central and state governments to ensure citizens lived in a pollution-free atmosphere. The smog in Delhi has surged past 60 times the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. The city's chief minister, Atishi, said residents couldn't breathe. Some described the smog as a choking death trap. It's been blamed on emissions from industries and vehicles and illegal farm fires in neighboring states. Since Monday, all diesel trucks except those carrying essential items have been banned from entering the city.
BBC correspondent Anne Barraza on Ethersian. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un renewing his call for a limitless expansion of his military nuclear program to counter what he characterizes as U.S.-led threats. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.